Doug Leprechauns. Let's pick it up where we were leaving before the break, where we were talking about what these creatures were. Go ahead.
Leprechauns are basically a form of what's called a solitary fairy. Now, normally the fairies, which are believed in the Celtic worldview to live in a kind of a parallel universe, a dimension that's very close to ours but slightly different and kind of a higher frequency.
Mm-hmm.
What they are is kind of a transitional figure between the fairy world and the world of the human. And they were called, the word leprechaun actually means little body. What they were was basically the cast-off male offspring of fairies, sometimes the male offspring between fairy women and human men. And they were basically...
No, wait a minute. Let's go back a little bit. I've got to ask you this.
Okay.
How big, how tall were the fairy women?
About a foot tall, 6 to 12 feet tall.
Okay, so we got a 1 foot tall fairy woman, and you're saying that they had offspring with human men?
Well, fairies can appear at any size they want, pretty much up to the size of a human being.
Oh, so they're shapeshifters?
Yeah, they're very tricky. They're known for their arts of illusion. That's why some people equate them with fallen angels and things like that, because they're very very similar in aspect, but. Basically, the leprechaun was kind of an in-between character. They actually referred to as halflings in some cases, which might be where Tolkien got his idea for the hobbits. But the leprechaun is actually, they're always born male, because what they are is fairy women are always born beautiful, but sometimes the male ones are born ugly. And those are the leprechauns because they're cast out.
Do you remember the old picture called the Cottingley Fairies? A little girl with these little fairies floating all around her.
Yeah, I do.
Back years ago, I mean, it was published and people just went wild over it. But I think they turned out to be cutouts, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a very good fraud. It was pretty good, but in retrospect, it was obviously fraudulent.
Okay, but these fairies, these leprechauns, mm-hmm. you were talking about the fact that, they're not really good, but they're not really pure evil. They're kind of in between.
No, they're just,
pranksters?
They're pranksters, yeah. They're classic pranksters. And you mentioned the evil kind of leprechaun. There's actually a form of leprechaun like that. But most of them are just kind of generally withdrawn and spend most of their time drinking and playing music and goofing around.
Where did they live, Doug?
They lived basically in old desolate places and bogs and huts made out of peat blocks. Or they live in old ruins or in fairy mounds or things like that, or maybe dolmens.
I mean, are they intelligent?
They're pretty intelligent. They're basically somewhere between fairy and human, just above average but not exceptional.
I mean,
just not to be a problem.
No desire to build a little car, no desire to have nice houses.
No, they're basically vagrants.
They must be.
Yeah, they're basically the classic leprechaun's actually a vagrant. It's not like the Lucky Charms,
Are they physical beings?
They're basically spirit beings in the literature. I don't know if they actually exist. I'm just telling you what the fairy tales
are. Oh, I understand. But, so many people have reported seeing these creatures, like gnomes. A lot of people say they see gnomes. They may be one and the same. I mean, when you begin to get reports like that all over the place, I mean, you can't just, throw it into the old crackpots section. You have to say there could be something going on here.
That's the old fairy superstition. It's been around for literally thousands of years. And you'd think there's something to it.
Their clothes, raggedy?
Yeah, raggedy clothes, patches, drink called poutine, which is distilled from like old rotten potatoes and vegetables.
They make it themselves?
Yeah, it was a classic still kind of situation. I think they're just kind of, a lot of them are just kind of vagrants that people say, oh, he's a leprechaun, that kind of deal. Kind of like some people think that reclusive people are actually vampires or werewolves or things like that.
Okay, all right.
People
so,
get kind of
assuming they're real.
Yeah.
What do you think the population might be, and where are they? All over the planet, or just in Ireland?
I don't know. There's little people sightings all over the world, like your previous guest talked about. They're basically transitional figures.
What does leprechaun mean?
Leprechaun means little body. Literally means literal little body.
Okay.
And there's different ways to describe it. For example, leprechaun is only one way. It's actually has different names for different areas, even in Ireland. It's called Lubricon or Lubricon or Lokerpon. Leprechaun is just more of a recent recension of that. But they all mean little body. And they have a lot of common with the, like you said, the gnomes from Celtic and actually from Norse folklore. like I said, the leprechaun was a solitary fairy, but most fairies were actually part of a group. There, and I mentioned before that the fairy world was considered to be by the Celtic mythology kind of parallel to ours, but yet separate.
Yeah.
But every year on the what are called the quarter, the four quarters, Samhain, Beltane, Imbolc, and Lunasa, those two worlds come together more closely, and those fairy spirits come out upon the earth and troop around. That's what they're called, the trooping fairies, or Makara Shi. And this happens most intensely on Halloween night, which is called Wishi Samhain in Gaelic. And basically a lot of the Halloween traditions come from this fairy mythology, where it was believed, for example, dressing up for Halloween, it was believed that if you had wronged a fairy during the year, it would come out during Halloween and come after you. So, they would take revenge.
That's how they get even, on that day.
Yeah, that's the trick-or-treat kind of concept. If you didn't leave out a treat for them, they would, and you had wronged them during the year, they would play a trick on you.
Okay, how could you wrong them? What would you do to them?
What you would do is that you would cross over one of their fairy paths, which are also known as ley lines by some.
Okay.
It's actually believed that the Irish believed that the entire island was crisscrossed by ley lines, which are like probably magnetic lines of force, as we understand it in the modern terms. It might be scientifically provable. But these were called fairy paths, and if you crossed over one of them, you could get in trouble. If you got too near or actually, say, planted crops on top of one of the fairy rings or fairy mounds, which are everywhere, they'll come after you because it's like as if somebody had planted, say, a tree on top of your house. They don't like that. And absolutely the worst thing you can do is what are called fairy trees, usually what are called a hawthorn tree, which are solitary trees. If you cut off one of the branches on those, or, you know, God help you, cut it down, they'll probably kill you. they'll do something very wrong to you, like burn down your house. And
have
you happened on Halloween.
Have you stumbled across reports from people who claim that these creatures, I'll call them creatures, have done things like that, burning down houses and going after people?
Well, there was actually a recent event. I forget exactly where it was. I think it was in the west of Ireland. There was a fairy tree. I think it was a fairy tree of County Clare. And there was a fairy tree, a fairy hawthorn, in the middle of right in front of a superhighway.
Yeah.
That was the superhighway had to go through, and they had to cut down the tree. And when they tried to cut down the tree, a guy brought in a tractor to cut it down, and a tractor actually tipped over for no reason at all. And the guy who had come from Dublin, who wasn't particularly superstitious, he got out of there. He wouldn't do anything about it. And they actually had to go to Dublin to find a guy who cut this tree down because nobody around there would actually cut it down because they were all very superstitious. So they ended up doing a very, very extensive bypass around this tree, which is like only about 7 feet tall and like maybe about 7 feet wide, all because it was believed to be the gathering ground for the Munster fairies. Munster is the region of Southern Ireland, right before they went to war with the Connacht fairies, which is the Western Ireland portion.